I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time. I saw Janine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Thursday edition. Short show today, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a break happening today. We've got a guest tomorrow. Somebody's going to be talking about the murder of Slobodan Milosevic, someone who is in the know in that whole incident over there. Why they killed him, what were they worried about, all that stuff. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But today, you know, lots of stuff been happening on the website. We've been getting a lot of new traffic to the site. I think some of it is coming as a result of our new relationships with people here doing research, and they have had their followers, and subsequent to our broadcasts, we have been getting many new listeners, and we need the listeners, guys. We really do. If this is going to work, if we're going to make a difference, if people are going to start really wrapping themselves around these facts, what we're going to need to do is get a larger audience. And, I mean, you know, we're never going to be huge. We're never going to have commercial radio status. It's just not going to happen. However, there is a point when which the work we do will start really grabbing the public interest as a result of the numbers. And I think that number is around 20,000 people. If you get to 20,000 well-educated, well-informed, well-provided for listeners, and by that I mean diversified views, a lot of information coming out on different subjects, I think we'll be able to grow this show nationally, internationally. 20,000 people is a doable goal, but I can't do it without you. So continue, please, to share this information with your friends, your fellows, your coworkers. You know, we are getting movement. This lobby, this APEC lobby, is running scared right now. Doesn't mean a thing. Means they're just going clandestine is what they're doing. They're not going to stop their assault on the American government and our bought and paid for politicians. But they're trying to quiet down their attempts to buy and control our nation's lawmakers. So what we need to do is continue pounding away at the truth. And if we don't, and we will miss this opportunity to really spread this while these people are injured, because they clearly are under threat here. The MySpace accounts, we are not growing again. I mean, that's another thing. This is another big point that I'd like to bring up. This MySpace thing is paramount in our growth strategy for spreading this information far and wide, and it's the university students that we're really hoping to get from MySpace. We want to marry them together with researchers and people who have spent some time learning this, and we want them to understand that we are not approaching this as a Jewish, non-Jewish, or white, black, Chinese, American, doesn't matter. We're not approaching it as a racial issue, a xenophobic issue. What we're doing is approaching this as a criminal issue. These people are committing treasonous crimes. They're committing acts against the United States. They have been for a very long time, and what we're doing is exposing their efforts to destroy the nation's sovereignty and our Bill of Rights, and destroy the constitutional republic that we've actually lost for quite a long time under these people's control, under their control of our Federal Reserve System, under their control of our media, under their control of our lawmakers. Look, these people have got us into wars, have lost hundreds of thousands of American lives to their criminal acts, and now they're bleeding our treasury dry, as many Americans are going without. Fact is, the whole job that needs to be done in regards to this MySpace thing is informing people, young people being informed by better informed older people, bridging that gap that has been so destroyed. You know, there are people in university level who are hungry for this information. They're interested. They want to know what's going on. They know that something is wrong, and they certainly know that the story they're being told is nonsense. And one needs to wonder, is it fair to set, I don't know, throw this junk government that we've allowed to creep up around our necks onto our young children, onto our college kids. They're going to be taking over a mess, ladies and gentlemen, not of their creation, not of their doing. And so I think they're going to be interested in finding answers as to how it happened, why it happened, and how do we fix it. And Eric and I have worked tirelessly trying to provide information on how all these things have happened. But, you know, it's not an easy thing. We need your assistance. And so that's what I'm calling for today. This Charlie Sheen thing, it's a big hoax, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is a dirtbag extraordinaire, gambling fanatic, a drug user, almost married a porn queen named Ginger Lynn. Ginger Lynn Allen, a Jewish porn queen. He's absolutely positively Jewish. His middle name's Irwin. His father is a communist. If you want to look up these facts, they're all available to you. These aren't made-up facts. They're factual, right-on-the-money items. And here, one makes one wonder what Alex Jones is doing promoting such a filthy scumbag like this guy. I wouldn't let him get near anything I cared about, this guy Sheen. You know, he may have made a few people laugh in his career, but the guy is filth. And anybody who takes a look at his activities, his life, his decisions, his choices, his family, you can't come up with any other conclusion. And the father is a collectivist communist and has been from the beginning. And surprise, 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 he's a Murano Jew. And that doesn't make him automatically bad, because there are many Jewish people that are from this Murano camp that have nothing to do with the criminality that is going on in the country. But he's not. He is part of that group. Has been. He's part of that clique in Hollywood's criminal Jewish clique that's been going on there. Now, again, we are recruiting Jewish people such as Brian, such as Ilana, such as Mitchell, and many others. We've had people from Hiram get in touch with us. We've had other people get in touch with us. We've got rabbis talking to us. We want your help. We want to expose people in the Zionist camp for what they are, the criminals that they are. And if we're successful, what we're going to be able to do is eradicate their activities and bring rationality back to the relationship between the Jewish community and the rest of us. As it stands right now, there's enmity, there's suspicion, there's anger. There are many things being brought up here. We don't want that to happen going forward. So the Jewish community, if they come out and start telling on the Cretans within their own religion that are doing these things to the rest of the country and selling us out, what we'll be doing is we'll be reestablishing the right kind of relationship with them as equals. We're not trying to destroy the constitutional republic that all of us love so much or claim to love. And so all of these points that I'm making today are all about the fight. They're all about getting the word out, the job done, the right answers here. Because in fact, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't do this, we're going to flounder and fail. It really requires people, requires small sums of money to keep the equipment going and the lights on, and growth. And all of those things can be done by you. You know, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I work this program every day, try to figure out what we can do to make it a stronger show, try to get better guests for you, try to figure out how to pay the certain stuff that comes up and make sure that the quality stays reasonable. We're not the best quality audio that's out there, ladies and gentlemen, but certainly it's listenable. And then we try to fix our research around the ideas that we find when we research our information and what we hear from our guests and what I get from phone calls and from research I get from people that I know. So that's the story today. You know, yesterday's interview was really fantastic with Ted Pike. The one before that with Imam Blair. So we've had two religious leaders on speaking out about it. We've had Rabbi Weiss on in the past, and somebody, and including myself, pointed out, you know, we have a situation here where many of these rabbis are Talmudic in their tradition. And we have to make it clear that when you read this Talmud, it's a frightening document. And anybody who's not adhering to the Ten Commandments and Moses' law and Torah law has got their situation desperately wrong. And the Jews out in the world who are hoping to live in harmony with the communities that they live in really cannot hang on to this this Talmudic tradition and do that, not rationally. Not when it calls for the people that are your neighbors to be considered less than cattle. That's a recipe for disaster from the very beginning. And many, 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 many tens of thousands of Jews out there are not Talmud followers. They're Torah followers, and they do not believe that their neighbors are less than cattle, and they don't believe that 3-year-old, 1-day little girls can be married, and little boys under 9 can be sex partners, and all of the rest of this sickness that you can read about in the Talmudic tradition out of the Babylonian camp. So it's a tough story that we tell. It is a tough story. It makes my stomach sick. It really does. And it's a battle every day, because I have to almost wash myself in these painful facts every day, because I'm always looking into them. It's a tough slog. But with your help and your understanding and your knowledge and your growth and your recruiting, we can make this thing work for us. We can stop these people. You want to be living under these people's control? I don't think so. I don't. I won't. I just simply won't. It's not a choice for me. I have no choice. I just will not live under their control. I will not. I hope you feel the same way. Anyway, this is Daryl Bradford Smith. We're going to call it a quick show today, and I want to thank you all for tuning into the French Connections Thursday short edition here. And until the next show, which is going to be on the subject I just discussed with Slobodan Milosevic's murder. Why'd they do it? Was he murdered? In fact, we have evidence that he was. Until tomorrow. This is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well. Bye-bye.